The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's a piece I hope you enjoy from my cigar-smoking friend, Dennis Prager.
Let me go now to my guest, whom I've been looking forward to talking to, John Zmirak, senior editor of thestream.com, author of the excellent Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. And John, I was reading your article today, and it is it begins with so many valid points. You make more valid points in a paragraph than most people do in a book.
Thank you, but it's so, stream.org. I want people to be able to find it. Okay.
Okay, I was given the wrong info.
Yeah,
stream.org.
Stream.com will take you to Al Jazeera, I think.
Oh, that's not where we want them to go.
No.
Is it stream? Is it stream or the stream?
It's just stream.org.
Okay, stream.org. Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that. All right, stream.org. People should definitely go there regularly. Just put it in one of your lists of things you go to. You make the point that given that they're fleeing, theoretically, the persecution, this may be a first in history where the country you're fleeing persecution from, you march with their flag.
Right, right. I said, you know, when Franklin Roosevelt disgracefully turned back Jewish refugees from Nazi Germany, they were not waving Nazi flags and singing German nationalist songs and talking about how they were going to transform the U.S. and Germany's image. I mean, the people are mixing up the Jewish refugees from Germany with the German-American Bund, you know? These people are not refugees. They're not being persecuted by their governments. They're just living in kind of crappy countries, you know? And those countries are crappy for a reason, for historical and cultural and political reasons, because they never embraced ordered liberty. They inherited a bad dictatorial political culture from Spain, whereas we inherited a kind of anti-tyrannical, decentralized political structure from England. And as a result, they have worse governments and worse economies. They don't have secure property rights. That's one of the major things. There's a great Latin American economist. Cortez.
De Soto? Was
DeSoto,
it DeSoto?
Fernando de Soto. And he said if you enforced property rights for the poor and let them protect their property rights from the government and from thugs and from drug lords, Latin America could be prosperous within a generation. But in the absence of it, they're fleeing to America. And we have a huge welfare magnet. A lot of these people, even if they come in and start working, their kids will grow up probably on public assistance. Large percentage of their family members are going to be on food stamps right away. Refugees get a whole honeypot full of benefits from the government. And you know why my own Catholic Church is so gung-ho about this refugee armada? 40% of the U.S. Catholic bishops' income comes from the U.S. government, from programs to serve immigrants. 40% is government contracts. And one out of five Catholics in America is now an immigrant, mostly from Latin America, because our bishops have been wallowing in these scandals and running gay bathhouses labeled as seminaries. So one out of four American Catholics has left the church. I'm sorry, not one out of four, four out of ten. Four Catholics born in America out of ten leave the church. And the only way to replace them without reforming the church is to bring in more cannon fodder from Latin America, which also brings in hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government.
You made that point to me last time, and it just shook me up because it makes so much sense. If you can't fill the church with Americans, you have to bring in non-Americans.
Who will last maybe 10 or 20 years, and then they'll get disgusted, and they'll join a Protestant church. because they don't want to have bishops buggering seminarians. They don't want to have swishy effeminate priests who have boyfriends. They don't want child abuse running rampant.
So what do you think is going to happen when they reach the American border?
Well, my hope is that we will have the U.S. military lined up and choking off the entire border. And I think President Trump should he's already said this is a national emergency. He should start using defense funds to start constructing a wall. He ought to lay the cornerstone of the wall, gold plated with a big T on it, and start building the wall and let Congress scream and yell. Let judges scream and yell. And he should flout their court orders and continue to use his authority as commander-in-chief to seal the border and take money away from guarding Afghanistan's border, if necessary, to guard the United States' border. That's what we elected him for. We didn't elect Jeb Bush. We didn't elect Nikki Haley. We elected Donald Trump because we wanted to put America first. If we're going to be global policemen, you know what? Charity begins at home. And there's a crucial point, I think, because people feel a sense of moral ambivalence. Oh, these people, they just want to improve their lives. Okay, first of all, that's true of half the world. If you're going to say that if you pick up in Honduras and say, this sucks, I'm out of here, I'm going to the U.S., if that is enough to get you into the U.S., guess what? Most of the Islamic world would like to come too. Virtually everyone in China would like to come. I bet Bangladesh, Pakistan, you could empty the world into the United States, and our welfare system would be bankrupt within, 36 hours. But hey, at least we'd feel good about ourselves as we, starve to death and watch the civil war overwhelm our country and turn it into what I call a Kakistan, like so many other parts of the world. But what about the moral argument? I think we should see our country as a larger extension of our private homes. If somebody bangs on your door and says he's homeless and demands to live in your living room, you have the right to shut the door and use whatever force is required to stop someone from staying in your house and eating your food against your will. The exact same thing applies to us as a country. Is our country a common home that we work on and we improve and we leave to our children? We're grateful to our grandparents. We leave to our children. We judiciously accept newcomers who have something to offer. Or are we just a giant refugee camp like the ones we see in Turkey and Jordan, where anybody who shows up, you have to take them in and you put them on the same gruel and give them the same uniform and they gather around the same trash cans with a fire? Is that the future of America?
Talk to me politically. This is going to happen presumably right before the incredibly important congressional elections.
Right.
And I worry, given the utter bias of the media, that we will just have video after video and photo after photo of some American, either military person or ICE person or border guard, pushing some mom with a baby. And then it seems to me they win the propaganda war.
No, I think not. I think, how they win the propaganda war? If these people set foot on U.S. soil, and then suddenly each one of them has all these legal rights and gets a George Soros-funded attorney.
Well, no, forgive me, John, that's not the propaganda war. That's winning the war. I agree. But the propaganda war, let me just make this point. It seems to me that they win if they get in, and they win if they don't get in. I hope you're right. I pray you're right.
I think if Trump shows weakness, if he caves, then Republicans across the country, our heart sinks. We realize the game is over. Even Donald Trump can't stop this openly absurd, obviously false attempt to claim asylum and refugee status. If even Donald Trump can't say no to something this ludicrous and politically cooked up, then we're toast. And I think that would depress turnout.
Fine. I agree with you. I agree with you.
If he stands firm, that
will mean in pictorial form, that there will be fights between Americans and civilians from Latin America.
And I think that will help us, because I think people see that this is an invasion. They can see it. The people who are going to cry because a couple of people show up at the border and a soldier pushes them back, those people are already voting for the Democrats. But I don't think it's going to be enough to get people to turn out if who weren't otherwise going to turn out. This is a national impeachment referendum. The left's base is already fanatical. They've got their Antifa hoods ready. They're ready to go to the polls. They've got their dead people registered to vote. The left is already at its maximum frenzy and hysteria. They've maxed out. What the Kavanaugh hearings did was wake up the Republican base and wake up the patriotic Americans to say, wait a minute, they're shredding our system of government, they're destroying our norms of justice. Oh, and now they're bringing in conquistadors to transform our country demographically by the thousands and thousands and thousands. No.
From your mouth to God's ears, John Zmirok, who is a forceful and profound thinker. And he's a committed Catholic, which is relevant to the discussion when it touches on the Catholic Church. Senior editor of Stream.org. Go on.
Dennis, thanks for mentioning that again. You know, there is a parallel between the Catholic bishops and the leaders of the Democratic Party. And it's not just that they're often cousins of each other, because they're just Irish Democrats in pointy hats or not in pointy hats. In both cases, they've given up on the people who are already here. The Democrats have given up on the black community. They've given up on large parts of the Latino community. They just want to import new voters across the border who will take the place of the blacks and Hispanics who are walking away from the Democratic Party, staying home, or even voting Republican because of the failed Democrat policies. In exactly the same way, the Catholic bishops have utterly failed in their job as stewards and apostles. Every last one of them, with one or two exceptions, should resign and get a job at the post office, where I hear they have pretty good pensions. And in each case, they've decided they're unhappy with the people they're supposed to represent, so they're going to elect a new people, import a new people from Latin America, naive, politically uninformed people whom they think they can control through community organizers and federal money and George Soros agitprop organizations. This is not the model of America, politically naive, uneducated people being manipulated by wealthy politicians who live in gated communities. That's Mexico. That's El Salvador and Honduras. That's not supposed to be the United States. So this is not, I have nothing whatsoever against Central American people. I like them. I eat in their restaurants. I have friends. But I don't like their political culture, the political culture that's made their country something that so many of them want to flee from. Sadly, I'm afraid they're going to help replicate that political culture here north of the border.
I have said for years, I wrote it 10 years, 15 years ago, we have a video from a Guatemalan woman saying it. Why would you want to bring to America that which you fled?
Yeah. And if these were refugees, they would not be waving the flags of the country that's persecuting them. It's insane. Try to imagine Jewish refugees waving Nazi flags. That's a refugee. The Christians fleeing from Syria, those are refugees.
By the way, a refugee is no longer a refugee once they go to another country.
That's right.
Once they hit Guatemala or Mexico, they're no longer refugees.
That's right, under international law. But no, they're shopping around for a place that has the best welfare benefits, where they've already been told, we've got a place for you, we've got a lawyer for you.
What do you think of this idea, that we actually welcome them and then have them continue to walk? In fact, we'll drive them to the Canadian border.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, but unfortunately, the road will be blocked by dozens of lawyers like Ms. Katz, the Soros operative who represented Christine Blasey Ford. She's also worked for George Soros for 15 years. There will be hundreds of lawyers. It will be a feeding frenzy for otherwise unemployable left-wing law school graduates who will suddenly find jobs working for Soros organizations and the Catholic Church in helping every one of these people come in, get welfare benefits, and enjoy affirmative action at the expense of native-born Americans.
All right, final question. I I'm asked this all the time. I claim no expertise in predictions at all. I expected Hillary Clinton to win, so much for my predictions. Do you have any for the congressional elections?
I think if Donald Trump stands firm and says not one person of this conquistador armada sets foot in America, if he is firm on that, we will squeeze out a win in the midterms. If he caves at all, if one of these people ends up on American food stamps, I think the whole thing collapses like a cheap tent.
John Zmirok at stream.org, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. We will speak again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.